Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I am your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Coming up in the second hour, I've got music on the way from the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, Ezra Furman, Hines, new music from Stereolab. I've got Blonde Redhead on the way. But we're going to kick off the second hour with music from an independent singer-songwriter whose music can move from sparkly, shiny, soft piano pop to music that has a bit more of a beat. I am talking about the talented Leah Isis right now here on Girly So Groovy.
sweeping it under the carpet. It seems so hard, you'll start to feel so. Good to know, sweeping it under the carpet. I know, and you know, it's not just me.
The other worldly pop duo, Let's Eat Grandma, with their song, It's Just Not Me. That comes from the band's album, I'm All Ears. Before Let's Eat Grandma is a musician who's really caught my ear this year. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, because I feel like it bears repeating. And I think it also makes for great radio conversation. Here's a question for you. For this middle, we're talking about the artist we heard in the middle. Here's the question. Should you judge an album by its cover? Well, obviously, no. But let's be honest. I was already sold on German, Australian producer Hachiku when I saw them posing under a pile of Care Bears. And then when I actually listened to the new album, The Joys of Being Pure at Heart, I was even more knocked over when I heard it was shimmering queer indie pop with orchestral touches. Again, their name is Hachiku. The album is called The Joys of Being Pure at Heart. They released it back in February. You can find it on Bandcamp. You'll find links to Hachiku on our social media pages. Kicking off the second hour, it is independent singer-songwriter Leah Isis with her song Magic. That comes from her album, Isis. All right, let's keep things going. Speaking of new music this year, making music for over 30 years now, Stereolab proved to be one of indie rock's most distinctive, influential acts. Well, after a 15-year break, Stereolab's latest album, called Instant Holograms on Metal Film, is an uplifting call to action that pushes the band's legacy forward. So right now it is new music from Stereolab here on Girly So Groovy.
Request blown.
experimental trio Blonde Redhead, a band whose artfully noisy rock and mysterious bittersweet pop are united by a darkly romantic cinematic outlook. We heard Equus. It's the closing track to the band's album Misery is a Butterfly. Starting that set off, it is new music from Stereolab. After a 15-year hiatus, they are back with a new album, Instant Holograms, on Metal Film. We heard the song Melody is a Wound from Stereolab, and Attention, Girly So Groovy listeners who catch Girly So Groovy either in the Chicago area or in the Vancouver area, Stereolab will be coming through your parts of the world. For tour dates and more information, go to their website, stereolab.co.uk. Lots more music to get to coming up in the last half hour of the show. I've got music on the way from Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Ezra Furman, but up next, it is a band that we have been playing on heavy rotation here ever since the release of their latest album last autumn. It was September when Heinz released their latest album, Viva Hands. Now, Heinz is a band that started over 10 years ago. They started out as a noisy Spanish garage pop quartet coming from Madrid. Well, four albums later, they released Viva Heinz, and Heinz now finds themselves stripped back to just a duo, no longer a quartet. And kind of in some ways, by stripping back, it gave them a more stripped down, loose, and scrappier sound. So here we go, Heinz, for some indie rock fun up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Especially you. hospital garment. We'll stash the rest inside the red Camaro secret compartment. Even the deepest wounds will heal over time. All of my fingers over your scars and yours over mine. They'll never find us if we turn off our phones. We're off the grid, we're off our meds, we're finally out on our own. Now I see color coming back in your cheeks. Of Baton Rouge. Across the parking lot, you're stretching the one wing you can move. I'll let you walk as long as fear will allow. I've never loved you more than I love you now. And then we're back on the road before the sun's even up. We're making time, we're making progress, but progress toward what? Your fallen feathers fill up two shopping bags.
Music right there from an iconic band that is both musically and visually outrageous with the garage punk that they make. It is New York City's very own Yeahs with their song Cheated Hearts. That comes from the band's sophomore album Show Your Bones. In the middle, it is the fierce and frenetic trans rocker Ezra Furman, Ms. Ezra Furman, with the song Suck the Blood from My Wound, the second song this hour that includes the word wound in its title. I am not going for a theme here, folks. That particular track comes from Ezra Furman's album Trans Angelic Exodus. Concert review, quickly, I will talk about this. I had an opportunity 3 weeks ago. My husband and I got a chance to catch Ezra Furman when she toured through the Detroit area. This is a musician, I think it was my third or fourth time seeing Ezra perform. This time, I felt like Ezra was on fire. While there is so much happening that can scare and terrorize trans people in America, in the world, Ezra Furman made point of bringing light to it, but also talking about that we need joy to combat all of the darkness, and all that joy and that fierce rock energy made its way into her show. So with that, our Girly So Groovy listeners in Vancouver, you're still in luck. Ezra Furman is touring your way later in August. August 12th, you can catch Ezra Furman at the Hollywood Theater. Highly recommend going if you want to support trans artists like Ezra Furman. Kicking off the set, we had music out of Madrid. It is Heinz with their latest album, Viva Heinz. We heard the song Superstar. Okay, the clock is ticking. Let's do this. It's Feist right now here on Girly So Groovy.
can write my place out of the life you made, and all the things that matter when you knew my face. Cross off all the ways I failed you, 'cause I failed you, but I'm still in your blood, you're still in my. You want to forget, but you still crumble at my name. You still crumble at my name.
I just want you back.
When toxic masculinity's got you down and you just want to stomp and clap and dance it all away, well, then you have tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. I'm your host, Trevor Clundert. Music right there from Montreal indie rockers Private Lives. They return with their sophomore album, Salt of the Earth. We heard the track Dealer's Choice, the track that opens the full album. In the middle, it is another fantastic Montreal band, Stars. The song is called Bitches in Tokyo. That comes from the band's album In Our Bedroom After the War. And then kicking things off, it is singer-songwriter Feist with I Feel It All. That comes from Feist's third album, The Reminder. Well, friends, I'm looking at the clock. There is not much time left here. We need to wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, I cannot say thank you enough. Girly So Groovy celebrated a birthday just last week. We turned 24 years old. It was 24 years ago. My friend Dan and I walked into CJAM 99.1 FM on the campus of the University of Windsor to see if we could start a show, and lo and behold, they had confidence in us even when we did not. And 24 years later, here I am, still bringing you Girly So Groovy. A huge thank you to CJAM for taking a chance on us, to all of our syndicated stations. We are now featured on 20 stations across Canada, coast to coast in Canada, and down south in the United States. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But more importantly, thank you to you, the listener, you who get that every week this is a 2-hour mixtape to celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. Okay, listen, friends, programming note, after celebrating that 24-year mark, ooh, girl, I am tired. That means this is Girly So Groovy Incorporated's plant shutdown, taking a 3-week break. More music will be coming your way the week of August 24th. Until then, stay in touch with the show. Find us online, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, or Instagram at GSG Radio, or Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Let's wrap this up. I think we'll wrap up the full 2 hours with Vancouver indie rock duo Yesterday's Man. They released a self-titled album that we have featured here a few times on the program. I think this time I'm going to leave you with the track Keep It Here With Me from Yesterday's Man. If you like what you hear, they are on Bandcamp. Again, thank you. The show is nothing without you. Over the next few weeks, while I find time to relax, I want you to keep this with you. The world might be a crazy place. Whatever you see online, just remember, you are stronger than that. You are more dynamic than that. Here's Yesterday's Man here on Girly So Groovy.
Me. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present At the Door, the latest single by Nolan Hubbard and Sit Still. This is your laid-back summer indie track about breaking free from the daily grind and rediscovering your true self. Sit Still and Nolan Hubbard's unique styles mesh seamlessly, blending catchy grooves with heartfelt storytelling, perfect for windows-down drives or relaxed moments in the sun. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream At the Door by Nolan Hubbard with Sit Still on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.